The Chafetz Chaim quotes a medrash that when a poor person knocks on your door, Hashem is standing to his right. As it says, Pasuk in Tehillim, Ki yamoid liyamin evyayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands to the right of a poor person, Lahoshia me shuifdei nafshai, to save him from those that pass judgment on his soul. So the Medrash continues, if you give him money, the one who stands to his right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will reward you. It's like you're giving money to Hashem, in Hashem's presence. When a poor man comes to your door, the Shekhinah is accompanying him. It's a moment. But if you refuse him, obviously for the wrong reasons, the one who stands to his right will judge you, as the Pasuk continues, to save him from those who pass judgment on his soul. Ki lehoshia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him, mishayftei nafshei, or to save. So it's interesting that the language of the Pasuk is to save him from those who are shayftei nafshei, who pass judgment on the poor person. Essentially, whenever we choose to help a person or not to help, or how much we choose to help, many times the choice is not based on how much we can, but it's more based on how judgmental we choose to be. If we feel that the person shouldn't be in this predicament, it's their fault, they could do something to help themselves, and all these kinds of calculations and judgments, which we are all expert in making on someone else's behalf, and we wouldn't judge ourselves that way, but when it comes to other people, we are professional judges and deciding whether or not it's their fault or what they could do for themselves. And if we make such a decision, then that will very likely cause us to give a lot less than if it is someone that we judge as being truly helpless and not responsible for their situation or trying their best. This is a form of judgment, and it seems from the Medrash that it brings upon us similar judgment from Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. The less judgmental we are, the more we accept the person and understand that Hashem placed him in his predicament, just as Hashem chose not to test us with that test, Baruch Hashem, so the greater our midah of chesed will be. And so too, Hashem will treat us, likewise, without severe judgment, and with chesed when it comes time for our judgment to be passed. However, we do have to judge, so to speak, and think deeply into the poor man's predicament to understand how bad it is, what the ramifications are for him, and how much he is suffering. Like the Chafetz Chaim said yesterday, like you have to consider his wife and his kids and how much he thought he must have put, how much effort he's doing, how much difficulty he's going through to do this. On this, the Pasuk says, Ashrei maskil aldol b'yomro yimalteu Hashem. Ashrei maskil aldol. Praised is the one who gives thought and consideration to a poor man. B'yomro, on an evil day, meaning on a day when an evil decree has been passed against us, chas v'shalom, Yimalteu Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. When we give this kind of thought to a person in front of us, instead of judging him, rather we emphasize, we sympathize with him. We try to help him as much as possible from his predicament. We feel with him. We're nice about all. We let it affect us. Then Hashem will do the same. Instead of severe judgment and strict treatment, Hashem will consider our predicament when there are reasons for an evil decree to be passed. Hashem will look at us, He'll take everything into consideration, He'll feel with us, so to speak. He'll have mercy on us the way we had mercy on that person, the way we allowed ourselves, our hearts, to open up to that person. And Hashem will have rachamim, will have mercy, and grant us chesed. The Chafetz Chaim concludes this parak saying, this chapter, that a person's outlook has to be, and apparently he's going to expound more on this point in the coming chapters, is that the money that we have was gifted to us by Hashem. And it was gifted to us with a purpose. And that purpose is to help others. And when we have that outlook, it helps us, it's very helpful and makes it much easier to be willing to give, be willing to help, and not feel so judgmental about it. Have a good Shabbos.